Due to the heterogeneity and atypical symptoms of rectal neuroendocrine tumor, in the process of clinical diagnosis and treatment, it is not sufficient to judge the risk of tumor metastasis based only on tumor size and lymphovascular invasion. Therefore, during treatment, it is necessary to formulate an individualized plan, undertake close follow-up observation, and try to improve the quality of life and disease prognosis of patients while reducing the burden of treatment.